Everybody, welcome back to A Moment for Moms podcast. This is your girl Nyris. Welcome to season two. I'm so excited. I wish I had like the clapping background noise. This is season two, and season two is filled with so many great episodes, so many great topics. I'm so excited about it. I'm very excited that I've gotten this far and that I've gotten so much positive feedback. And I can't wait to, you know, to share everything that I have coming up with you guys. And today's episode, I am super excited about it. It's the topic is single moms. And although I'm not a single mom, I know there's many single moms out there, and I know a few single moms, and I think it's so important to talk about this and to allow the perspective of a single mom to tell us her struggles and the things that they go through, and you know what it's like, because we may have an idea, but if you're not walking in that path, you really don't know unless you're the one going through it. So, you know, I'm very excited to have these guests join me and to share their stories and to basically help us understand and teach and maybe give us knowledge as to the different things that they go through versus mothers that are in relationships and with their significant others. So let me get my guest, and I'll be right back. Welcome to the podcast, ladies. Thank you for joining me. I have two very special guests joining me on my single mom's topic of the day. Can you please introduse yourselves, ladies?
Hi, my name is Lizette.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm Lizette.
Hi, and I'm Gabby.
Gabby and Lizette are old friends of mine. We grew up together. We've known each other for years. And mm-hmm. both mom of girls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gabby has two daughters, and Lizette has one. So basically, I'm going to ask questions, and then I'll just select whoever should go first, just so you guys don't talk over each other. And I'll start with you, Gabby, since you have two daughters. What is it like being a single mom?
It's a struggle every day. I don't get no help. It's basically just me and them. Thank God I do have a babysitter, but, you know, that's limited time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a struggle. I have to handle my business and come home and handle my girls.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God my oldest is old enough that she can handle herself. But the little one is, she's a mess.
How old are your daughters?
My oldest is 13 and my youngest is 2.5. Gotta be 3.
And for you,
but it's a struggle.
It's hard, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I can definitely piggyback with what Gabby is saying, because you know, here I am. I have a career. I'm a full time student as well in grad school, and then I'm so hands on with my daughter. I have to come and pick her up. You know, come home, cook, set her up for the work, you know, for the next day, provide, you know, because her school, I have to provide the lunch as well, and, you know, get her situated for the next day, get her, you know, and then on top of that, we have to deal with my assignments and deadlines, plus lesson planning, so yes. It's never ending, it's really, you know, tiring, And, you know, she granted she goes with her dad 2 days out of the week, but that's literally 2 days out of the week. Then it's like, yeah,
back, it's, not, you know, it's not enough.
Right. And even, you know, like, for instance, if he takes her like tomorrow, I'm in school, you know, so it's not like it's, you know, really me time. It's like I'm, you know, he's taking her because I'm onto the other task. So it's a lot. But rewarding overall.
Of course. I mean, motherhood is a lot of layers. That's what Absolutely. I like to call it. It's a lot of layers. I mean, for me, it's like.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
I got cut off there right quick.
For me, I'm not a single mom, but
so where are you?
Can you hear me?
Sorry.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, Gabby, can you hear me?
I said, where were you? Because I got totally caught off. Somebody called me.
Can you hear us? Because you're sounding a little delayed. I'm not sure if you can hear us.
Yeah, now I can.
Okay. I was saying that I'm not a single mom, but David works so much that I find myself doing everything by myself. So I know it's not the same, and but it's like I can only imagine, because my sister's a single mom. She's been a single mom for a long time, and I see her, and I'm just like, it's tough, you know. It's a very tough position to be in. Do you guys both work full time?
I do Monday through Fridays, and then, you know, again, Tuesdays I have class in the evenings, and then on the weekends, like, you see how like my parents have been, you know, very supportive, and they help the best way that they can, and I take classes on Sundays. So, you know, after I have Milan in swimming on the weekends, and I have her, then it's like, you know, take her to my mom, and then go to school the next day, you know. So it's like never ending. I'm always like running around.
I work, I'm running my parents' dry cleaners, so I work part-time. During the day, I'm usually here running errands or anything that the cleaners needs, and then I'll go in the afternoon, and then I come back home to handle other stuff in the household. Weekends, I'm usually just home with them. I do try to do different things with them during the weekend, so it's just not so repetitive at the same time. But it, for me, it's a total struggle, because I don't get no help from like the dads. One is incarcerated, the other one's like a no-show at all. So it's not like I could easily call like him, be like, oh, come and get them. Like, no, I can't. I don't get that.
Yeah, privilege. I don't have that option as well. Like, for me, it's like, literally, he sees her, he has the 2 days, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So, like, you see, like, right now, when she falls asleep, I'm going to get up, pack up her lunch for tomorrow, as well as mine, and then I have to pick out clothes for me to drop off alongside with her in the morning at school, so then he can pick it up. And then he brings it back in a bag on Thursday, which means it's dirty. So now I have to clean it as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's crazy, you know.
Regardless of how you put it, you do double work.
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, it's like, it's sometimes I'm like, so why is it that you don't have, why can't you have clothes over there for her? You know, makes it easier. Because, you know, it's not like we're at daycare anymore. This is a school. And now I have to, you know, initially used to come with a duffel bag, bless her bag. It's, you know, overwhelming.
Yes, and, it is.
And then it's like, if over the weekend, if let's say something comes up and I'm like, listen, can you, oh no, you know, it's only last minute, I can't, I got this going on, I'm going somewhere. So it's like, you know, so I've come to terms that I don't even bother anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, you know.
I fully understand.
Yeah.
What are some of the struggles that, or challenges that you guys face on a daily basis, other than the ones that you've already mentioned?
For me, I think the morning, for me, my mornings are like a job in itself, because, you know, I wake up at 5 a.m. and then it's like, you know, I have to like get her together, myself, drop her off at 7:30, which is the earliest that I can drop her off. And then I have to be at work by 8:10. So, you know, I don't, like, I have my license and everything, but I don't own a car at the moment. So, you know, I've tried all, like, ways. Like, okay, maybe transportation here, because her school's not as far from my house. But it's still a challenge for me to drop her off at 7:30 and then have only 40 minutes to get to work. So I'm like, you know, if you miss, like, a bus, you're done. So for the most part, now I'm like, I take cabs, like, 3 days out of the week. Wow. Because, you know, I have to drop her. Yeah, I have to drop her off by 7:30 and then, you know, try to make it to the job, you know, at a reasonable hour at the time. Because if you don't, then, you know, now they're looking at you sideways because your class is waiting for you in the cafeteria and now you're late, you know? So it's like, and there's no, and there's no, like, day. Yeah, and there's no getting away from that. You can't hide it because they're waiting, you know, and you're just like, oh, hey, I'm here, you know? So, and I have a co-teacher too, but still, like, you know, I know that it's only but so many times that you can say I'm running late because, you know, traffic, or, you know, she might have had a tantrum this morning or something, you know? So, yeah. Like, the mornings I have so much anxiety. I'm just like, oh my gosh. But, you know, once you're there, it's like I can settle and everything. But that's, yeah, for me, the most challenging. And, like, I try at night, like, just to kind of, like, make sure that I set up in every way, shape, or form so it can be a smooth morning, you know? But you can, you know, with toddlers, you never know how they want to wake up. Like, you see, she's playing herself right now. And drinking, she tells me she wants water. I already told her she couldn't. But she knows I'm on the phone and everything. And, you know, and if I would have said no, she would have been like, no. So now she's drinking water. So you see, she knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. My biggest challenge is more the financial part of it. I have everything in this household is me. If I don't make money, I don't get to eat. I don't get to provide.
Or your daughters. I concur with that as well.
To me, like, that's like my biggest thing, because, like I said, I'm not like I said, I should wake up so early. I do wake up early, but it's to take care of my sister's kids, because now that my sister's with us, she's a single mom as well. She has to run around and do other things, so she brings the little baby to me, and I have to stay with both babies until the babysitter gets here.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll start my day.
Yeah, so you're still, even, you know, even if it's not,
I mean, you're
for
still
you,
working
you're still
full time.
I trust you.
Yeah. Still working full time. It's a full time job.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. But my biggest thing is my financial burden. Because I have to get, like, the diapers, the milk, and the this and the that, and everything. Mm-hmm. Every day is something new.
No, absolutely, because, yeah, look, at least for Milan right now, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, she's already potty trained. But even after that, too, you know, it's like you have the pull-ups, if anything, because, you know, they still have little accidents here and there. Or if not, you know, just how fast they grow out of things.
Yes.
And like
or daycare, because daycare is expensive.
Yes. Oh, you don't even want to know. And she's in a Montessori school now. And when I tell you that her tuition is more than my rent.
Oh, my
God. So, like, you know, I mean, this is only for the year. So when I saw it and I thought about it, I said, you know, this is an investment. And, you know, it's for her. You know what I mean? And as an educator, there's just no other way for me to see me, you know, like, settle for less, you know, when it comes to her education. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had mentioned it to her dad as well and told her that it was, you know, it's an investment to just see it that way. Yeah. He had his own, you know, thoughts. So I kind of went ahead and did it. So that's also, like, under my belt as well. Her tuition plus, you know, the additional expenses.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. So I'm not even able to save as I used to, or, you know, I would like. So it's really tough. And like I said, and even with my mornings, look, just having to take cabs, like, that adds up so much.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a bill on itself.
Exactly. So, Gabby, I can totally understand where you're coming from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it defeats the. I have my next questions have to do with that, because I feel like it's important for me and for the listeners to know, because everybody's situation is different, right? Mm-hmm. But for you, Gabby, you said your daughter's dad's. Are not involved in their lives
at all. They're not involved at all.
What? And it's by, like, their choice.
Well, the baby's dad, he's incarcerated. I know if he would have been here, it would have been a different story because he was very hands-on with her. And he would push me, like, to take her to swimming classes and always wanted to go above and beyond. But unfortunately, he's not here. Mm-hmm. And then my oldest, he was never there. Like, never there. She's seen him. She knows who he is, but never done anything for her. I even had him on child support at one point. And I noticed that we, us as women, when we go into court and this whole system, you become bitter. And I didn't want to become a bitter mom.
Well, that's what they make. That's what they make it seem like. You know, they portray it to be that way. And sometimes, I mean, personally, that's not the route that I've taken, and I've chosen not to take that route because I don't want to deal with the courts and just anybody, that's, you know, telling us how to go about exactly. You know, we're adults at the end of the day, and we're you know, very conscious of what happened. At least for me, you know, having her was planned, and so you know, we are fully aware of what we got ourselves into. So now we just have to, you know, take responsibility. Exactly. So that's for me why I don't, you know.
That's the main reason why I took him off it. I was like, I don't want to be this type of woman. I don't want to show that to my daughter. If she has any feelings or ill feelings towards him, let that come from her side.
And it's due because of that.
Like, he'll still call me to this day, and I will pick up the phone and I will speak to him like nothing. Because to me,
that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, it just happens, and that's the way he wants to be it.
It's the most mature way to do it. No, and exactly, that's the thing. They can never say, when you take that approach, they can never say, oh, well, you're stopping me, or you're the reason why I can't see them. I mean, you know, as for me, Milan's dad has been involved from the beginning. I mean, like, you know, we planned this, and we, you know, I thought we had an agenda, we had a plan. Unfortunately, it went left. You know, he mentioned that he wasn't ready, but he will always be there. So has he been there? He has been there. However, I feel like there could be more that can be done. You know, there could be more support.
There could always be more.
Exactly. And, you know, I think on both ends, on the financial and even the, you know, just spending time. And even like recently, I mentioned to him that lately she's been kind of like, you know, she's getting older. She's expressing herself more now. And, you know, she asked me at times, like, oh, is he coming back? Well, when is he picking me up? And I told him, I mentioned to him, I said, listen, she's asking more. Perhaps you may want to take her a day, not even overnight, but take her a day in the weekend and just hang out with her. And, you know, just bond, because clearly when they're asking like that, it clearly is evident that it's not enough, you know, and they want to see more of you. And I remember sending him that text and I didn't get a response.
Oh boy.
So for me, I just leave it as is, because you can never say, oh, you didn't say this to me. You can't, exactly. And so for me, like I said, I'll reach out and let him know. I keep him abreast of everything that goes on with her. If she has a doctor's appointment, if something has happened, I'll text them and send them, you know, the information. If she has an event going on in school, performance, I give him the information. If he shows up, great. Which for the most part, he does show up to her, any little events or stuff like that. There's been other times that he doesn't show up, and I don't call back to inquire why. I don't, you know, it is what it is. You knew about it, and if you didn't, that's on you. And that's all that I can say.
Yeah.
And I just leave it as you know, at that.
The best way to do it.
Exactly. And you know, his family has been really great as well, and they, you know, they don't live here, you know, his siblings and stuff, but when they always make sure to reach out, they've always been very supportive. I actually have a great, you know, relationship with them, and so, you know, every time they've asked, oh, can we have her, you know, in the summers, no problem. If I know that they're visiting, no problem, just let me know in advance, you know, so I don't make plans with her or whatever, because I know that they don't get to see much of her, and I would like for her to spend, you know, time with her other side of the family as well. And so I'm always willing, you know.
Yes.
So again,
that was my other question, actually, about how the relationship with the dad's family and your kids, like, do they look for them, do they support you guys, not necessarily financial, but
no, just even
not everything, just right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say that yes, his mother and his sisters are really great with that. From the beginning, they were very excited, just to be having a granddaughter. And, I think they kind of know that how he is, or he's a bit introverted. So they will always be like, listen, he'll change when she's here, and things like that. And at that point, I was like, listen, whether he does or not, I'm just so elated that I am having a child and that I have the opportunity to be a mother. That if he's there, great. If he's not, then he's not, but they're kind of aware of how he is to some degree. And I just, again, when they reach out to me and they ask me, they know that I'm there. And there's times that, which this is where I see it, then I'm like, I must be doing something right as a person, because when they reach out, with a sister, for instance, I'll let her know, okay, well, she's available, the baby's available. She'll let me know, okay, well, when are you available? Because she's a teacher as well. So she'll tell me, listen, I'm on break. When are you available? Maybe I can bring some wine and we can talk and we can hang out, And for me, I think that's really sweet, because it's like, you don't really have to do that. I'm not with him anymore. But clearly, we do have a relationship as well. So if she feels good hanging out with me, then, why not? And
That's a great
so I
thing, though.
appreciate that. Exactly. I really do appreciate that.
Well, with mine, with my oldest, her grandmother and her uncle are the only ones that really look for her. And then with my youngest, her grandmother and her sister, sometimes the brother is MIA most of the time. So I really don't have a relationship like that. I have more of a relationship with my oldest daughter's grandmother than with the youngest. I'll try, like, I'll go out my way and I'll go take her just at least so she could see the baby. She'll call me every week, and that's about it. I really
That's good,
don't.
at least, that they at least, they do reach out.
Well, I will say this to you both, that in a lot of cases, it's not, I'm not gonna say it's not common, but in a lot of cases, you always have different situations, right? So it for me, it's good to hear that you guys are like, hey, if they want to see my baby, of course, come see. It's not like that. We didn't work out, so I don't want a relationship with you, type of
Exactly.
thing,
Or if I don't have if I don't have that relationship with him, no one's going to have it with her, or it's like, ignorant stuff like that.
I honestly, from my point of view, I wish the ones at least that live here, because my oldest grandmother lives in Dominican Republic, the ones that live here, I just wish they will push forward a little bit more effort towards it, because it'll be like the grandmother's the only one that really approaches me all the time, but
For your
everybody
oldest.
else is whenever they feel like it. Or I'll have to call them and be like, oh, I'm not gonna be here this weekend, you want to watch the baby? Like, I feel like I shouldn't have to do that, but it
No,
is what it
absolutely
is,
not.
and I've learned how to handle it.
Is he supportive with you even though he's not around?
Well, he's currently not speaking to me. He
So you
hasn't
guys'
called. I
relationship
haven't
is not
spoken to him
okay.
in oof, like 8 months. Yeah, because he's about like 6 hours away, and he expects for me to juggle everything I'm juggling here, and expects for me to hop on a bus every chance I get to go see him, just so he can see the baby. And I fully understand. I get it, but he also has to understand everything I'm going through. I'm handling a business by myself. I'm maintaining a whole household by myself with the kids, and I'm not even including what I have to deal with in Dominican Republic. Everything is like thrown on me, because unfortunately, as I'm not sure if you girls know, but my brother's not here. He's incarcerated as well. And I'm the head of household. Nelly has a lot on her plate, and everything was thrown
Falls
at
on
me
you.
after my parents passed away. So everything, if I fail, everything collapses. So I have to
That's
keep
tough.
on.
Yeah, so you have a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
It's like no outlet, you know what I mean? Yeah. And sometimes that's the hardest thing too when you have so much to juggle. Like I've come to realize at times that when I'm, you know, I have deadlines, I have work, I'm stressed at work as well, you know, and I have to come to pick up my daughter. Sometimes I'm learning to listen to my body and to, you know, not do the most, because I've gotten to a point at times where I've gotten hives and I'm like, where is this coming from? You know? And when you come to see, you know, stress is a silent killer and you can get it in various ways and forms. And that's the last thing that I want, you know? And this is why sometimes I just try, if I have to take a day off, I'm sorry, that's why we have days. I'm going to utilize them because there are times that I'm like driving myself nuts. You know, like I, you know, I was mentioning to my wife before, like here I am having a full blown schedule with work, you know, school, Milan, my daughter. And then on top of that, I am in a relationship, you know, and I'm trying to also, you know, balance that as well within like what, within my kid free days. And, you know, just to have at least some kind of alone time and to have like on Wednesdays, for instance, is the day that I don't have class and I make it my business to try not to even open up a book or anything when I am with him, because, you know, it'll be like date night, because I want to also show him that, like, you know, I need to also provide that attention for him, and I need that outlet for myself as well, you know. And so, you know, and he is very supportive, you know, which I'm forever grateful for, because, you know, he's also, you know, he's a father as well, so he knows, so I am appreciative of that. But, you know, it's a lot to balance.
A lot as women. We balance so much as women anyway. Yeah. And it's very stressful.
And sometimes I try to try to neglect some things. I'm like, wait a minute, I have to clean the house. Then I have to do laundry. Then this. And then I also have to study. And then I have to do this deadline by this day. I'm like, oh wow, like, okay, I need to, you know, relax. And like, and everything is, you know, is a struggle because everything costs money. And you know, I've never been the type of person to say, I always remember saying, I love New York. You know, I love New York so much and I can't see myself like anywhere else. And for the past year, and for the past year or so, honestly, I've been kind of like, I wonder where, you know, what it would be like if I were to move to like Florida, or if I was,
come to
like,
Florida.
Like I really start to think about it because, you know, it's like the cost of living here is getting, you know, harder and harder.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like my cousin moved to Jersey and she's trying to get me to, you know, move, like to purchase over there. And, you know, her daughters, she has two, they were in a Montessori school. And when I asked her, how much are you paying? She's literally paying the same amount that I'm paying for one. She's paying the same amount for two in New Jersey that I'm paying for one. I was like, that's crazy. You know, so it's like, it's insane. And, you know, and no matter how much you work and you educate yourself and you get degrees, it's still, you know, the more money you make, the more, you know, responsibilities you have.
Cost of living doesn't match.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's
so
hard.
It's just very overwhelming, you know?
Yes, it is.
Do you guys feel that, well, mostly for you, Gabby, because I feel like your daughter, Lisette, and your baby, Gabby, are younger, but your daughter, your older daughter, do you feel like she feels Jezebel yet? Do you feel like she feels like it's affected her not having a relationship with her dad?
I could tell it has affected her, but she does try to mask it the best way possible. It has affected her more that my dad is not around. Because my dad was her dad.
Right.
So that has affected her more than anything else.
Have you ever sat down, like, yourself and just said, like, you know, with her, like, listen, like, I know that, you know, like, her grandfather's no longer here, but, you know, how do you really feel not having, like, that male figure around, you know?
To therapy.
Okay.
And she, at some point, she even decided to stop going. But I could tell it has affected her in certain ways. It was maybe about a month ago. I was here with my cousin Alva. And we were just here just talking as a girls' night, as we usually do. My oldest, she likes to be in the conversations with her school doings. And she did confess to me that after my parents died, she started cutting herself.
Oh.
And to me, it was like the most scariest thing because I was like, whoa. Like, I didn't expect that because, you know, after my mom passed away, I did take therapy and everything. And then she decided on herself, like, until I feel ready, I don't want to come back. And I said, okay, because I'm not going to force it on her either.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So to me, that was so scary because I was just like, I didn't expect that at all.
Right.
Well, and this is why I'm asking. That suffered,
coming from somebody that was always suffered from depression,
mm-hmm.
and to know that like my daughter might be a depressive child too, like, it's scary.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that can be hereditary, and that's why I ask, because children go through different stages in their lives. And even though, let's say, you know, you've been there and provided as much, they come to a point in time where they start to wonder, well, I know parent, you know, a parent, it takes two, and it's a male and a female, and where's mine? You know what I mean? And then they start to wonder, where's mine, and why isn't he here? Was it me? Was it, you know, and they just start to wonder all these things, even though, you know, you've done it all. But, you know, they just come to that point where they reach that curiosity and they want to know, and then starts affecting them, you know, slowly but shortly. So, you know, that's why I had to ask the question. But.
And also the loss too, you know, that's
absolutely,
that's her a lot. With, you know, grieving. It's a lot. It's a lot, you know, back to back for you. It's a lot for your sister. You know, it's like you guys
all
have
around.
Nothing to hold on to. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Except yourselves,
mm-hmm.
And then you have to be strong for your kids. You
know? I literally look at my girls every day, and they're the ones that give me the strength to like do everything that I do,
to
juggle for everything that I do. Because without them, honestly, I really wouldn't even know. I think without them, I would have been in a depressive state like I used to be.
Right.
You know, because I suffer from depression. I even ended up in the hospital for a while. And I told myself, not anymore. And I haven't, thank God, I haven't had a relapse towards it. But, you know, everybody has their days where they get their mood swings.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Moody and stuff.
It happens to the best of us.
I've learned how to control myself.
Yeah, but also as a mom,
they've given me the strength.
You go through ups and downs. You go through depression. You go through a lot of. A lot of stages, because you know you have to be you have to be strong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you always have to show that strong face to them. Always.
Absolutely.
That strong face, because it has killed me the times that my oldest has written things about her dad. Like, why is my dad not around? Not good enough. And that was when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And as she's gotten older, she's just like, whatever, I don't want to deal with him.
Right.
Because after a while, they start to really see who's really putting in the work.
Yeah.
But again, they go through that phase where they don't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And they start, like I was mentioning to Nairis earlier, that look, my child is three. Mm-hmm. And now this has been the three-year-old stage or phase where now if I scold her, mm-hmm. she's asking for her D-A-D-D-Y.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case before. And she'll tell me, oh, I want my D-A-D-D-Y, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you're, and you know, when she tells me, I'm like, sure, you're going to see him this day. And that's it. You know, I just answer that way. And she'll be like, what I want. Okay, well, unfortunately, he's not here. But you'll see him tomorrow, or you'll see him this day. And, you know, I try the date that she does see him, that she is going to see him, as I get her ready for school. I tell her, listen, you're going to go, you know, he's going to pick you up this afternoon, and you know, and then she's like, oh, okay. So now she's aware, you know, like the days that he is coming to see her and stuff like that. But when I scold her, oh, I want my dad, and I'm like, okay, you'll be here soon. But mm-hmm. I try to just deflect it that way, because you know, I don't want her to make it seem like I'm going to be bothered, because you know, you're asking
right. Yeah, because so that's also a technique she's doing,
mm-hmm. exactly,
she's using, you know,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel society puts a lot of pressure on you as a single mom? Oh
no, I think so.
I would say
it's mm-hmm. like a yes and a no.
Yeah,
I feel like it's like a yes and a no, only because let's say if your kid is not thriving or doing as he should, they look at you as the single mom, like, you're not doing it right.
Right.
Something you're messing up from. But there's certain things that the society does accept. That right now I can't even come up with an example. But it's like a give or take with it. When I had friends that when I came out pregnant the second time, they were like, oh my God, are you crazy? Are you going to do it again? And like, they just told me a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm like, listen, at the end of the day, I'm having the baby for me. It was 11 years apart. I want the baby for me. Because at the end of the day, I'm only getting older and, you know.
For me, I think what I find funny at times is how people can quickly tell you how many kids you should have or when you should have the next child. So, like, when I'm at work, like, one of my colleagues just had a baby shower, like, a few weeks ago. And, you know, we knew she was almost due and everything. And they're like, oh, who's next? Like, and we're like, what? Who's next? Sure. Measuring cone, you're next. You know, your daughter needs a brother. And I'm like, oh, is that so? Like, really? No, I'm still currently raising her, so I'm okay with her right now. You know?
Right.
I'm like, you know, they think it's just that simple, and it's not. You know, it's expensive. And again, if I'm in a better, you know, due to certain circumstances, not to say that I'm in a horrible place, but as I have goals, you know, I'm graduating soon. That's my main focus right now. And, you know, after that, if things are still up and running in my relationship, then, you know, obviously that's a conversation to have. But that's how I'm thinking about it logically, because, you know, when you bring children into this world, they didn't ask for it. And you want to make sure that you can give them the best, you know, that you can.
That you can.
As opposed to bringing them into this world just because, you know, oh, I just want one. And now I don't know. We're going to, you know, cross the bridge when we get there. They get like, no, for me, I can't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, but everyone is different. You know, everyone has their ways. But for me, that's just the way that I see it. So that's why I'm very particular, you know?
Yeah.
I guess
the main reason why I waited like 11 years to have a kid, because I was like, I'm not about to just have a kid and me not being ready. I wasn't ready. And I don't want to go through it again.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you live and you learn. Exactly. Because look, my goal wasn't to be a single parent. Like, we discussed it, we planned it, it happened. I mean, a little faster than we anticipated, but because I was told that in order for me to have children, I may have to see a fertility specialist.
I was told the same
thing initially. And so, you know, I mean, granted, you know, it took me longer to get pregnant, but it happened, you know, I guess we're compatible there. Or I guess sometimes, you know, that brings people into your life for a reason. And I believe that was his reason to bring me her. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that I see it, as opposed to like, oh my gosh, I can't take him or whatever, you know, I see it as that blessing, you know, he gave me her. And so I'm sorry, but yeah, so that's the way that I see it. And, you know, I've just taken it from there. And again, I had a lot of plans. We had a lot of plans. Mm-hmm. And could I have gone ahead and gone through with like Latavia and purchasing on my own? I could have, but it would have been a lot harder. So I said to myself, you know what? It may look like a setback, but right now I'd rather be here and work towards another, you know, task that I had, so then everything else can unfold, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's just the route that I chose, you know, because if not, it would have been harder, you know? And I'm like, I'm not here to prove myself to anybody. So let me take this step back and let me take this route, raise my child the best way that I can here. And then, you know, once I'm done with school, a lot of opportunities are going to present itself, and then I'll take it from there.
Right.
You know, but as long as I'm doing it myself, you know, I don't like to ever put myself in a predicament where I.
Oh, cut off.
Hello?
Yes. I think that's
cut off.
Yeah.
The set?
Hello?
You there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. So, for me, I just, you know, I don't like to put myself in a predicament where I feel like I'm going to need others. So, financially, if I can handle something, okay, then I'll do it. If I can't, then, you know, I just won't be able to do it. Because I don't want to have to feel like I need to rely on someone to, you know, to deliver
to move forward.
In order to move forward. Exactly. And so, I mean, I believe her dad told me that. I was like, oh, you think you don't need anybody? And I was like, well, I really don't need you. she does. You know what I mean? Like, I, you know, I'm doing for me and for her, but she needs you, you know? She has two parents. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I'm the type that if I strongly believe in something that's going to help her in the long run, well, there's been times that he's declined and saying, well, I don't think this is good and I don't want to partake. And I'll be like, okay, well, great. Yeah, she starts next Monday. And it'll just be because I did it. And then when he starts to see the end result, like, you know, like, you know, at times I tell him, I'm like, you're going to thank me later. Mm-hmm. You know, and one thing that I don't like when people say is, oh, well, you know, she's too young. You're doing too much at this age. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, what age are you supposed to start? Exactly. Like, you have to start them young so they know, you know, then you have to expose them at this age mm-hmm. so they are able to make, you know, at least valuable decisions in the long run.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, when should I wait? When she's 5 or 6? Like, no, it doesn't work that way. And, you know, but, I, you know, that's when you start to realize how people can be different, how they might have been raised or, you know, something. But
I just think that everybody has a different idea of how things should be and how things should not be. And, you know, people just like to put their two cents, even when you don't, when you're not necessarily asking them, you know?
Well, that was even a concern for me, though, where, like, him and I, like, I felt like our parenting skills are so different. I mean, we're both first-time parents. But, like, you know, for him, he doesn't see education. Like he's like, oh, yeah, of course she needs to have an education, but she's two. Like, when she starts, and I'm like, okay, she'll be 3 in November. Like, like, you're not getting it that she still has to be in school at some point, and you want the best, you know, for your child to learn. You want them to be in an environment where
they're going to go effectively.
Right, and, like, and this is where sometimes I'm like, you don't want that for your child? Like, please tell me. Like, and I don't want to sound like, oh, I'm right. But it's like, I want to hear your take. I'm so intrigued to know, like, so what is your take? To wait till later? Or, you know, like, I just, sometimes I try to understand the logic. And unfortunately, I just can't. But I'm like, you know what? To each his own.
Yeah.
I just try to, you know, see it that way.
You guys feel like people, or even yourselves, make you feel like bad or guilty, like because you're a single parent, because you're not in the, you know, mom and dad together raising the child?
Honestly, no.
Mm-mm. My parents, from the jump, when they saw it, they were like, listen, you're okay. Mm-hmm. And they know me at the end of the day. So they know that I'm going to, you know, if you're there, great. If you're not, I'm still moving. You know, so that's just always been my motto before, you know, I had a child and, you know, even now. So
that's good. Do you guys feel there's some, I'm sorry, Gabby, what were you saying?
No, I said fully understandable because I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are some misconceptions of people or society of single moms? For example, I'm going to give you guys an example. What I hear people say is, oh, she's good because she gets money from child support, or she's probably wasting the child support money, or, you know, just different things that I hear, not, you know, that I hear like in the, through the grapevine, those type of things. Like, what are some misconceptions that people think and it's not the case?
Well, for me, my point of view, I think is more like you were saying that, oh, she gets child support, or she's on food stamps, or she's on Section 8. Like, for me, if I'm dating, that would be like one of the first things that men nowadays have the audacity to ask, because they automatically think she's a single mom, so she's got a maid. I don't have a maid. I don't have a maid. I'm doing this is a struggle day by day. Every day.
That's assistance because of the fact that you're a single parent. Like, I don't, like, it's crazy.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Those are the kind of misconceptions that people have. She's a single mom. She has two daughters. Oh, she's definitely in the system.
Yeah. Right? I literally have a friend that she's a single mom also. And the guy she was dating had told her, like, oh, I know you'll be a good mom. And she's like, oh, but why? Why would you say that? Oh, because I see how you are with your son, and I know that you make money too. When she told me that, I was like, flabbergasted, like, what? She makes money because she has money because she's a single mom because she has her own apartment. It's, that's what you're supposed to do as a mom.
Mm-hmm. I mean, where are you supposed to live? Under a bridge?
Exactly.
What are you supposed to be like? I don't get it. I mean, listen. It just, I'm asking you because women in general, there's so many misconceptions as women. And then there's misconceptions as moms. So I'm wondering, like, what is...
Well, I mean, thankfully for me...
you guys hear?
Honestly, for me, I think the people in my circle... they all tell me, I don't know how you do it. Straight up. They don't know.
Yeah, I
they're
really
just
don't.
Like, I don't know how you I do really it. Don't. Because you, and like, and sometimes they just say, like, you don't even, you do it effortlessly. And I'm like, you have no idea. I just don't like to complain, you know, because who am I going to complain to at the end of the day?
And
at the end
why, of the day, this is my responsibility. Why waste your breath complaining at that?
Exactly.
You still got to do what you do.
Exactly. For me, exactly, it still has to happen. The ball has to keep rolling. But for me, it, like, you know, hearing you say this, the most that are normally for me more, you know, judgmental to some degree are women.
Yes
are women, you know, that you would see them like, oh, you're doing, like, you know, and I'm just like, wow, you would think that we would be here supporting one another, being able to relate to, you know, what we go through. Like, you know, for instance, like my brother has children, right? And he has you know, two different baby moms, right? And, you know, I'm not best friends with, like, any of them or like that, but I, as a woman now and as a mother, you know, there's things that I tell him, like, listen, you still have to do X, Y, and Z, and I don't care how she is, you still have to do X, Y, and Z, because that's a mother now. And you know what I mean? So you have to have the bigger picture and understand, like, as a parent, you still have to do X, Y, and Z. It has nothing to do with bitterness. You still have to be there. But there are other women that just don't, you know, they judge and they'll see you like, oh, no, but look, so this person is always out here doing this, but where are their kids? And it's like, you don't know what's happening, you know?
Exactly.
Like, there are times that I want to actually take the time to step out, you know, it's because, for instance, on a Saturday, I always make sure that I don't drop off my daughter to my mom early just because I know I have class the next day. No, I do what I have to do with her. I take her out if I need to, help her with homework, you know, even have her here in the house, just relax. And then when it's almost time for bedtime, then I'll have her dressed and I'll bring it to my parents. I don't want to inconvenience them. You know, they're doing me a favor at the end of the day. So I always make sure that I don't take advantage, or I don't want them to think that I'm taking advantage. And, you know, I'll bring them later. There are times that she's around the neighborhood and she'll tell me, listen, I'll pick her up now. And it's like 2:00. And I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah. My parents adore my daughter. They love spending time with her.
I bet.
So I'm like, as long as they, you know, yeah, as long as they are okay and they're the ones telling me that, then I'm like, okay. But I'm not one to just be like, you know, it's like very rare when I'm like, oh, you know, mom, I'm actually going out. Can you stay with her? And, you know, they normally are like, all right, you know, because they know I don't even go out like that. Or, you know. With. And I've heard people at times say, like, oh, you always go out. I'm like, always go where?
With.
You know, I feel like, what, because you see in social media,
yeah, right,
that somebody posts something. I'm like, do you realize that social media, you pick, sometimes I post pictures that I took like maybe 3 weeks ago and I'm home in my house. Basically. You know what I mean? Sometimes I take pictures that I'm like, oh, okay, but like it's later on and weeks later and I'm posting it now and people are like, oh, where are you? You hanging out already? And then you're like, what? I'm home. But it's like, you know, people need to really stop taking social media that serious, you know?
And
I think that's why there's a lot of misconceptions, you know, with what's going on today.
That is so true. It's so true.
Yeah, because that's people are really thinking they follow wholeheartedly, like what you're doing. And sometimes I'm like, you know, it's not like that. Like,
it's not
for me,
serious.
Sometimes I like to post. It's not exactly. And then you see people that unfortunately you see people that they do vicariously live their lives like through social media. Oh, I'm stepping out here, I'm doing this here, yes. I'm gonna go by here, and it's like, whoa, okay, but if you want to do that, fine, but I mean, that's just not the way that I do it. But a lot of people judge.
You true. Feel like people judge you too, Gabby?
Yes, I gotta get that all the time, especially now that, because I made the promise to my parents that I'll go every year for their 1 year thing. And now that I've been going to the Dominican Republic more often, and I'll sometimes go out and I'll post something even while I'm here. people will really think, really? Like, that's I'm really living, like, my best life out here. And it's not that I'm living my best life out here. I'm just going with the moments of it.
Right.
And again, there's nothing wrong if you do decide to step out a day to hang out with your friends. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that either. And again, you know, sometimes we feel bad. There's times that I'm, like, exhausted and I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to go out. And I miss my girl. And it's been, a day or two and I miss her. But I'm like, you know what? I know that I need this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know.
We all need alone time.
Of course.
Go out and have a drink or whatever the case
especially,
may be.
Unwind. Anything that helps
especially
you.
Especially
you know?
When you have so much that you're dealing with every single day.
I brush my teeth ready.
Comes the weekend, you want to have your, at least a day for yourself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. For me, after I put her to bed, my mom sometimes calls me. She's like, what are you doing? And she is asleep. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, why are you asleep? I said, because I need a moment. And I literally just sit down in the living room. I don't have to turn on the TV. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. I just get on my phone. Sometimes I just sit there or just fall asleep in the living room. But I am alone and in peace. There's quiet. There's no, you know. And I give myself sometimes 30 minutes. And, you know, sometimes I pour myself a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. I'll start with 2 sips. And before you know it, I'm asleep. and exactly. The glass of wine is still there. But that was the most wonderful, peaceful 30 minutes to an hour that I encountered throughout the day. And then I'm like, okay, now I'll brush my teeth and now I can go to bed, you know, and get ready for, you know, what's to come. That but, you know, sometimes that in itself.
Time of the day.
That's your time for you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I feel like if we don't get that time, it's like, how do we function?
Exactly.
How do we function at all? Because, well, my kids don't, they're always all over me. So I try to take my time as much as I can throughout the day.
Yeah. Like when she's not here, I take the longest like showers. Like I finally get to wash my hair. I put music on. You know, and that's already like therapeutic for me.
Oh my gosh. I try to do the bubble bath.
Me too.
At night. But she'd be like, no, mommy, bubble. Mommy, bubble. And I'll be like,
exactly. Okay,
come back in.
I used to do that too. And I don't know, you know, it's like they have a radar because as soon as you're already in there, you're like, all right. I'm like, what? What just happened?
I can't eat myself.
No, come on.
You know, mine does the like. Once I get up from that sofa, she's like, "What you doing?" I'm like, "I'm going to the bathroom." She goes, "Okay, let's go to the bathroom." And I'm like, "Really, you have to come in here with me?" She goes, "Yes."
Mm-hmm. That's your baby.
Well, look at my
yes.
Mommy, it's not clean.
So
look at my current situation right now.
Lisette's daughter is with her right now. She wants to
join literally.
Us.
and I literally have been in bed with her. Like now she knows that I'm on the phone, so now she's chosen to leave me alone, like let me talk. But she's following me now. She wants to play. I just caught her grab a fruit roll up, so now I'm brushing her teeth. And I don't know if you heard her. She's like, "Mom, I brushed my teeth already." And I said, "No, when I have a fruit roll up, I gotta brush it again." She's funny.
Mine's so like 40 minutes before y'all even called me. For once, she fell asleep early. She goes to sleep like super late. But again, it's because of the schedule I have her on.
And for her, I always
school.
And I always have her asleep by 8:30, 9 the latest. And like I said, because Mondays is my late day. Mm-hmm. But look, as soon as she heard me say hello to Nyriss, she's like, "What's going on?" Now she's wired right now. Now she's awake. And that's why I kept telling her the machine. I was like, FYI, I'm going to try to make sure she's asleep.
Oh, my
there she goes.
My last question for you ladies is, what advice would you give newly single moms?
Lisette. Do the best that you can. Do the best that you can. Don't overwhelm, you know, obviously being a single parent is not easy, but just try to do the best that you can. Don't let anybody or anything, you know, get in the way of that. Don't let anybody judge you or make you feel guilty for certain things. Just do the best that you can and take care of you at the end of the day. Make sure that you are taken care of, that there are some form of self-care, because if not, it can go left in so many different ways, yeah. Mentally, physically. It can hurt you in the long run.
I would say never give up. As a parent, my parents never gave up on me, and I was never give up. Look at everything you've gone through in life, and the blessing you have in front of me, and the blessing that will come. And let that be the fire in you to be like, I can't give up. Not for me,
absolutely.
And I have to keep on pushing.
Absolutely.
I have to agree, ladies. Well, I truly, 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 truly appreciate both of you. I know we haven't spoken in years, but it was very enlightening for me to have this conversation for you girls. And I want to say that I don't know how you girls do it. I commend both of you 100% because it's a tough job being a mom and it's a tougher job being a single mom.
Yes.
And I know for you, Gabi, you know, not having your parents there and everything that you're going through, it's much harder. So I commend you even more for that, everything that you have on your plate. And you guys are doing a great job. At the end of the day, you know, as long as our kids love us and smile at us and have food on their table, that's and they're healthy, that's what matters, you know. Yeah. So
very
much.
You're welcome, baby.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Not a problem.
Appreciate both of you. I'll let you know once the link is up. And have a good night. Let's keep in touch, ladies.
All right. Bye. Bye bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
So that was the end of my first episode of season 2, Single Moms. I thought it was so informative and enlightening to spend some time and talk to moms that have a different path than I do and than a lot of moms out there. Being a single mom is not easy. And I know that they deal with a whole nother series of things that, you know, someone like me doesn't. And it just goes to show, you know, moms deal with so much different, but so much. We carry so much on our shoulders and we still have to, you know, keep our head held up high and have little people depending on us and looking for reassurance and for that support. And it's hard. It's hard to be a mom and let alone a single mom. And before I got them on the phone, I was just reading in Google because I was curious, you know, the different stats with single moms in the household and stuff like that. And basically, based on U.S. Census data, there are 15 million single mother-headed households in the U.S. in 2019. 25% of U.S. families are headed by a single parent, and 80% of single parent-headed households are moms. Or 21% of children live primarily with a single mother. So, you know, it's more common than not. So the next time, you know, you see a single mom, you know, don't be nice and don't assume that she got it made, she got it easy or whatever. You know, just don't pass judgment. Because we struggle, we go through a lot, and we go through a lot behind closed doors that no one has any idea of. Especially us females, we need to be more supportive, we need to be more encouraging and less judgmental of one another. Because the biggest judgments comes from women to women, and it's sad, you know. So I truly, truly appreciate my guests today. It was awesome to have you guys both here, and amazing. And you know, I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and please share, and I'll catch you on the flip side.